The immigration court backlog in the United States has reached an unprecedented level, exceeding 3 million cases by November 2023, according to a report by Syracuse University's Transactional Records Access Clearinghouse, TRAC. This backlog represents a significant increase of 1 million cases in just 1 year and poses a significant challenge to the efficient functioning of the immigration court system. On average, each immigration judge is now burdened with approximately 4,500 cases, highlighting the overwhelming nature of the backlog. Despite efforts to increase judge hiring and expedite case closures, these measures have not kept pace with the continuous influx of new cases into the system. The issue of the immigration court backlog is not a new one and has persisted across multiple administrations. The lack of sufficient resources, coupled with the complexity and volume of cases, has strained the court system to its limits. As a result, the processing times for cases, particularly those related to asylum seekers, have extended to an average of 4 years for initial hearings. The current state of the immigration court system has raised concerns about the feasibility of President Trump's deportation plans. With such a massive backlog of cases, the timely execution of deportation orders may be hindered, leading to delays in the removal of undocumented immigrants from the country. Efforts to address the backlog and improve the efficiency of the immigration court system are crucial. Recommendations put forward include enhancing court efficiency, leveraging technology for case management, implementing asylum officer rules, and expanding access to legal representation. These measures aim to streamline the judicial process, reduce processing times, and ensure that cases are adjudicated in a timely manner. In conclusion, the staggering immigration court backlog represents a significant challenge that could impede President Trump's deportation initiatives. Addressing this backlog requires a concerted effort to allocate resources effectively, streamline processes, and enhance the overall efficiency of the immigration court system. Failure to tackle this issue effectively could have far-reaching implications for the administration of justice in immigration cases.